From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. President Obama has delivered his most detailed comments yet on the use of drones to kill reputed terrorists. The use of drones at home and abroad is controversial. It sparked congressional hearings and a debate among law enforcement. The president confirmed that drone strikes have killed Americans abroad, but he strongly defended the U.S. drone program, saying their use has been important to the war on terror.
Simply put, these strikes have saved lives.
John Villasenor is a professor of electrical engineering and public policy at UCLA. He thinks it's a little more complicated than that.
I don't know that anyone disputes that the program has been quote-unquote successful in the sense of reaching targets, but the question is there's a significant amount of collateral damage.
Despite controversy surrounding drone strikes abroad, domestic unmanned aerial vehicle uses are different. Villasenor thinks potential positives at home will eventually win out.
Here at home, unmanned aircraft can be used for agricultural spraying. They can be used for surveying. They can be used, of course, for search and rescue, for spotting hot spots in a wildfire, for surveying long structures like pipelines. There's really a long list of very sensible, beneficial, important applications.
Drone use at home could be widespread in the next few years. A bill passed in Congress last year requires the Federal Aviation Administration to facilitate widespread use by 2015.